Hello, and welcome to Get the Acceptance Letter. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I'm known as the Debt-Free Degree Expert. I'm the founder of Get the Acceptance Letter Academy, and it's where I help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt. This week in the Busy Parents of College-Bound Teens private Facebook group, which you should join, by the way. Oh my goodness, I am tripping over my words this episode. But you should join the Busy Parents of College-Bound Teens group in Facebook. We were talking about how the high school schedule translates into a debt-free degree. And here's how. First off, colleges are looking for a diverse student. They're looking for someone who's not just an automaton who made straight A's since kindergarten, but also someone who has participated in community service projects, volunteers, and who has a vibrant in-school life. Maybe they've been an officer in clubs, or at least member of clubs. Maybe they've participated in arts or sports, or maybe they've been a member of a 4-H club or the Scouts, something in the community or in the school that supplements and complements their high school schedule. Colleges are also looking for rigor. Rigor means, on one hand, difficulty, challenge. It means some honors courses, some AP courses. If they're at an international baccalaureate school, were they able to complete those requirements? How have they done on their end of course tests? Schools are also looking for someone who may have chosen to go deeply into one subject. Maybe they took math all the way up to calculus and trigonometry. Maybe they took English all the way up to the novels class. Maybe they took science all the way up to the AP biology, AP physical science, life science. Colleges are also looking for someone whose transcript makes sense. It's advantageous for parents to try to have students attend the same high school from 9th through 12th grade. Sometimes it can't be helped, but I will give you a tip here. If you have had to move, maybe you're in the military or other circumstances caused you to move, take a moment now and go to your son or daughter's school to find out what their transcript is looking like. I recently had a client who, when they downloaded their transcript, because they had gone to 3 high schools, and this was because of choices, not their own, they found out that the school only had their 11th and 12th grade year's transcript. So their 9th and 10th grade, they had to scramble to find. So if your kid has gone to more than one high school, take a moment to make sure that their high school has imported all of those courses and grades. Here's another one. Colleges are looking for students who have a good GPA and class rank. So the GPA, of course, is the number of A's and B's that you have. Some schools are on a 4-point scale. Some schools are on a 5-point scale. And they're also looking for your class rank. It's not as impressive if someone is number one in a class of 40 students. There isn't that much competition. But it's nice if your kid can get into at least the top 20 or 15%. I hope that these tips about how your child's transcript and schedule help you to help them register for classes that lead to a debt-free degree. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I'd love to hear from you at gettheacceptanceletter.online.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.